Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The United Way is launching a new campaign to help people prepare for disasters. It's called United We Prepare. KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon with more.
The United Way's main mission is to address the root causes of poverty. So how does disaster preparedness fit in? United Way Bay Area's CEO, Keisha Browder, explains.
Unfortunately, when disasters strike, they sometimes impact our families who are already struggling financially. By helping our neighbors prepare in advance with toolkits and having a plan for action, we're preventing families from falling deeper into poverty when emergencies occur.
Browder says when individuals and families are ready for natural disasters, it makes the entire community more prosperous and equitable. United Way volunteers are making disaster kits to give away, staffing the 211 hotline with the latest information, and partnering with fire departments and other local groups to educate everyone about how to make a plan to be prepared. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
It is about reclaiming public spaces. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges has more on the city of San Jose's effort to clean up the Guadalupe River and how its efforts are paying off.
Richard has been biking the Guadalupe through downtown for years.
I've seen them clean it up, okay? And I've seen 3 days later they come back.
But the city's efforts are working. Portions of the Guadalupe River Trail have seen a 110% increase in use by residents. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan.
These no encampment zones have been so successful that we have spread them to other sensitive areas along our waterways and around each of our interim housing sites.
San Jose City Councilman Michael Mulcahy says they do have a message for the public.
We want you to come out and use it, and we're going to continue to invest and provide more opportunities for you to enjoy the Guadalupe River Park and Gardens.
Along the Guadalupe River in San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
State officials are issuing a new urgent call to action, warning small businesses that time is running out to prepare for the big one. KCBS's Matt Bigler with more from Hayward.
The earthquake preparedness workshop was held at the Hayward Downtown Library, which just happens to sit on the Hayward Fault. Geologists say this is likely to be the source of the next major quake in the Bay Area.
According to FEMA, 40% of businesses do not reopen immediately after a disaster.
That's why Susana Ramirez-Munoz, a resilience training coordinator for California, says they are equipping small business owners with OutSmart disaster toolkits.
Our goal here is to create awareness to small businesses that they need to prepare in case of any type of emergency.
Hayward's Chief Economic Development Officer, Paul Nguyen.
This is the first in my tenure here focused specifically on helping businesses prepare and get ready to recover.
Step one on the list, identify risks and find out a business's biggest vulnerabilities. In Hayward, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Bay FC is breaking ground on its state-of-the-art training facility on San Francisco's Treasure Island. As KCBS's David Welch reports, officials say it plays a key role in the island's ongoing revitalization.
From a purely sports perspective, this nearly 9-acre facility with 3 full-size practice fields and sweeping views of San Francisco's skyline will surely become the envy of the National Women's Soccer League. And according to Kate Cosington with Bay FC, as far as women's sports go, it's set to be one of a kind.
This is a facility that's built with female athletes at the very heart and center of it, somewhere that we can call home.
If all goes as planned, Cosington says they'll be up and running here by early 2027. And she says the team is already branching out and meeting its new neighbors.
The heart of the communities are everything to us. The fans that we want to connect to is everything to us. And what better place to have it here at Treasure Island, where we're in the heart of San Francisco.
Cosington says the team is still looking for somewhere permanent to play its home games, but with a wink and a smile, she says she's not ready to share their short list yet.
I would love to tell you, but no, not right now.
On Treasure Island, David Welch, KCBS.
Big deal in the tech world today. NVIDIA is taking a $5 billion stake in Intel. KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon with more.
NVIDIA says this partnership will allow it to create custom data center and PC products. The deal gave Intel a big bump in the markets, but what does it mean for the tech investments that you and I make? New devices and services.
For most of us, we're not going to feel much of this for years and years. But the investments that happen in the chip industry, when they're good investments, they show up in spades.
That's CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
What we're going to feel is that if this pays off, we're going to have much better technology in the future, but also we're going to have much more available technology.
Schur says this could reduce the tech manufacturing bottlenecks we experienced during the pandemic. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
Berkeley police say the suspect in a wild hit and run near the Cal campus Tuesday morning intended to run over and kill people. 26-year-old Yvonne Salvador Ochoa Munguia of Vallejo is set to be arraigned today for attempted murder and attempted carjacking. Investigators say he drove a stolen BMW down Belrose Avenue, hitting a dog walker and a jogger, and then hit a 78-year-old cyclist on nearby Derby Street. All 3 victims are hospitalized in stable condition. Police say the suspect then abandoned the BMW and tried to carjack 2 other cars. Each car had adults and children inside. Police say while none of the victims appear to be specifically targeted, the crashes do appear to have been deliberate. The parents of a police cadet who died last month after participating in a training exercise for the San Francisco Police Academy have filed a claim against the city. 30-year-old Jean Marquez Salms died at a San Francisco hospital August 22nd, 2 days after completing a high-intensity exercise while training to become an SFPD officer. The police department has not specified exactly what type of exercise Salms was engaged in, but said he had suffered a medical emergency. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner ruled the death an accident caused by overexertion. Salms' parents are demanding more transparency about exactly what happened. New data says the harmful smoke generated by wildfires could contribute to more than 70,000 deaths per year across the country by the year 2050. That is an increase of 30,000 deaths when compared to numbers from the past decade. This from a recent study by Stanford and others, with the count reflecting changes possible from a high warming climate scenario.
Our projections are just projections. They're not inevitabilities. There are many things we can do to reduce this potential burden. One is slowing the pace of climate change. That will certainly help.
That is Marshall Burke, an author of the study and professor of environmental social sciences in the Stanford Dorr School of Sustainability. These projections from the study focus on vegetation, so it's not clear how smoke from burning structures would factor into the numbers.
Unfortunately, wildfires are increasingly burning not just our forests, but are burning into cities. And then when houses and everything in our houses and cars and bicycles get incinerated and we breathe that in, that's bad for our health.
California's estimated increase in wildfire smoke deaths was the largest of all U.S. states.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Benicia residents are being ordered to cut their water use by nearly half after the city's drinking water line was damaged. Businesses, schools, community organizations, and others are being asked to stop all non-essential outdoor water use. Residents are also being asked to take shorter showers and run only full loads in dishwashers and washing machines. Sounds like drought advice. The waterline damage is near Goodyear Road and Morrow Lane. Public Works crews are working with contractors to try to restore that line as soon as possible. Parts of California are under a flood watch as the remnants of a tropical storm are bringing rain and even thunderstorms to some parts of the state. As KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us from Pleasanton, the Bay Area is expected to see much cooler temperatures, but not a lot of rain.
The mini heat wave is coming to an end as what was Tropical Storm Mario arrives in California. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Merchant says temperatures are expected to drop 20 to 25 degrees today and tomorrow.
We'll stay cool on Friday, but we actually are looking at a gradual warm-up through the weekend, and more good news that we are anticipating another round of mostly wetting rain by Tuesday of next week.
That light rain is lowering the fire risk. Merchant says there is a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, although dry lightning is mostly out of the forecast.
Our fuels with respect to fire weather had increased during this three-day heat wave, and so we'll certainly this rainfall will certainly help.
Meanwhile, the rain could be much heavier to the south. Parts of the state from the Central Valley to San Diego are under a flood watch. In Pleasanton, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The Bay Area is finally getting a cool down starting today as a late summer storm system arrives in California. But as KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Pleasanton, we are not expected to get much rain, even as other parts of the state are under flood watches.
It is noticeably cooler today. How much will temperatures be dropping? National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Merchant.
20 to 25 degrees by this afternoon over a 24-hour period.
The reason is Mario, the remnants of Tropical Storm Mario arriving in Southern California, bringing a chance of heavy rain there. Many parts of the state from the Central Valley to San Diego are under a flood watch. Here in the Bay Area, Merchant says,
we are not expecting much in the way of rainfall. You could get up to a tenth of an inch with any shower that does cross over the Bay Area.
There's another chance of rain next Tuesday that should help to lower the fire risk in California. The big caveat, dry lightning, which could still start wildfires in the driest areas. In Pleasanton, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.